Yeah.
Right? Everything would be wonderful. We'd be back. Speaking of cavemen.
Let's do it.
Time for Mr. Wild Thing himself, our good friend, our in-house meat monger. His name is Sean Kelly. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've never been lived in a cave. However, I was close just a short time ago.
You sure were, and you certainly fit the description, I'll tell you. All right, get those knuckles back up off the ground. Come on. Tuck them in your pockets or something. I don't know. how's it going, buddy? How are you coping?
It's going well. Again, up here, day to day, it's marvelous. Like, we don't feel the stress. It's looking across at the beautiful Georgian Bay here. On opening day, we did have some guys on the edge of the bay fishing, even though I think you had commented on that maybe they shouldn't be, but they're all spaced out, and a lot of the population up here is probably three times what it usually is. So, and it has been that way for a couple of months, and it's probably going to continue for the summer, and it's great for us.
And it's good for you, and good for you that it's good for you. Okay, that's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
There are some areas that it's not good for them. We're going to have a mayor on here shortly who's going to tell us that he wants people to come up to his jurisdiction to go to the cottage and do whatever it is that they do during the summer. We have some that are saying, please don't, you know, hold off. We just don't have the infrastructure in place, right? So it's going to be hard to tell.
How can you say they don't have the infrastructure when they're used to having these big crowds coming May 24th weekend and through the summer? So now that they've given warning, they should be prepared to take these people on. And again, I'm not if you're going door to door, I think it should be allowed.
What? Let's deal with supplies, though. Okay, you said they're used to having large crowds in the summer. So the grocery stores or the convenience stores or the gas station, whatever the case may be, always has ample supply of products on hand. Because that's normal to have an influx of people. However, and maybe you can correct me on this, but the supply chain, there's strain on the supply chain for most of these places, and products are not as readily available, especially to outlying areas, as they normally would be. And maybe that's the problem.
But like what, Ange? Like, I don't understand what you mean. I mean,
I don't know.
I'll give you an example. If I'm living in Toronto and I'm shopping at a store there and I'm no longer there, then the stuff that I'm buying can be available in the store up north.
Okay,
I would be, if I was having MacTier this year.
Hang on. Don't go any farther. Hold that thought. Freeze for a moment. I realize we're going over the break time, so give me 1 second. I'll be right back. More Journal after this, don't you dare go away.
So what's everyone talking about today? We will let you know in 25 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, host of The Big Story, a daily podcast that tackles the topics that matter most to Canadians. We'll make sense of the headlines, digging deeper into the conversation with the country's best journalists and experts who will help shape your perspective with their wit and wisdom. The Big Story, new episodes available daily at 4 a.m. Listen and subscribe for free with your podcast player and at frequencypodcastnetwork.com.
Find your frequency.
For all your latest fantasy sports news and tips, join me, Andy McNamara, every Sunday at 8 a.m. for The Fantasy Show, delivered by Domino's Pizza on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can have dire consequences. You could end up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or even a hearse. These unplanned choices for transportation are costly and do not take you home. I'm Chuck Cox with the Highway Safety Division of the Ontario Provincial Police, asking you to choose your ride and always have a plan for a safe ride home.
Visit ArriveAlive.org to find out more. And thanks for driving sober.
CJCL Toronto, Toronto's sports radio, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Listen live at sportsnet.ca/590 through the Sportsnet app or the Radio Player Canada app.
Ready to go. I'm Maria Saint-Aubin with your Sportsnet Central update. Vince Carter joined Doug Christie and Grant Napier on Sports 1400 in Sacramento yesterday. And when asked about whether he'd be okay to play in front of no fans, Vin says, bring it on.
I want to play more so than I'm worried about who's in the stands. Because I'm telling my young guys, hey, don't worry about the people in the stands. We got a game to win.
Yesterday, the NBA postponed the draft lottery and combine. As of now, the draft is still scheduled for June 25th. To the NHL, according to Elliot Freeman, the league sent out a memo to teams last night outlining reasons why they would prefer a June draft before the end of the season, regardless of whether play resumes at all. The league put together a list of ideas to make the draft fair due to the uncompleted season. The ideas include using points percentage to determine the draft order, picking only one winner through the lottery system with a maximum move-up of 4 spots, and giving teams that have traded conditional first-round picks 7 days to work out a new solution. The NHL notes that regardless of when the draft happens, it will not be a typical draft. You can read Elliot's piece on sportsnet.ca. And according to the Associated Press, MLB owners are expected to discuss a length for the amateur draft next week and are likely to start the selections on the original date of June 10th. Teams in the Players Association agreed March 26th to a deal that allowed MLB to cut the draft from 40 rounds to as few as 5 this year and 20 next year. Streaming live on the Sportsnet app, this is Toronto Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola, Stephen Lavity, and Derek Brandeo at your service. And on the line with us are, that's why you have to play that nice little jingle twice.
Yes.
Little musical interlude there. Is Sean Kelly, our meatmonger, Mr. Wild Thing himself, who's about to tell us that there is no shortage of anything. Everything is good. All is good. So carry on, Mr. Kelly.
Well, what have you seen a shortage in, Ann, so far in your day-to-day life? Gas is plentiful because nobody's using it. Food is plentiful because we produce quite a bit of food in Canada. And the only thing that I've been shorted since I've been back involved in this business and in this area is imported products. And
right.
I can get Canadian products for the same thing, so I really don't need the imported products. So it's probably good for Canada suppliers that the borders are a little bit slow.
It's good. So we're not going to have any shortages of anything in the stores.
Why would we? We produce far more as far as in the food industry, as a farming country, we produce far more than we ever consume. So we'll just keep it home.
Wow.
I have no problem. I could keep my store supplied in this area now for the next year without any issues of any product whatsoever because of the inventory that I have in my own possession and that my suppliers have held for me.
Wow. There you go. Okay. My word.
What have you been
gone.
Shorted in your day-to-day life? What have you gone without?
Probably nothing.
Right.
Probably nothing.
So,
But I see that there are empty spaces on shelves in stores that normally would not be empty.
The people are panic buying. People are buying toilet paper by the boatload.
Well, no, that's over. I think that we're past that now, I think. No?
People are still doing it? Silly.
Huh.
Just steal it from work.
No, but seriously. There are empty spots on shelves that normally wouldn't be there. Or have you? When was the last time?
Is there not a product right beside it?
By the way, when was the last time you were in a regular store environment to buy anything?
I go to the Circle K a couple times a week.
The old Circle K, good for you.
Does that still exist?
Yeah,
of course it does.
Yeah, because it's a brand new. It's a brand new design of Max. But I only go in there a couple of days because they have a liquor store in it.
Ah, there you go. I knew there'd be some connection there. But at regular grocery stores, they do have a lot of empty spaces right now. And I have to make assumptions that this closure has to start affecting our food chain sooner or later. If it hasn't already.
I don't believe it will. If you go online, okay, you'll notice that there was a run on freezers for the last couple of months. Used freezers, new freezers, etc. Now that is stopped. because what happened is people were buying freezers, they were filling them up, and once they're filled, they stop panic buying. Correct?
Right.
You're not going
right.
to eat three times more or five times more because you're stuck at home, because instead of eating out, you're eating at home, and all of a sudden the restaurants are all closed. They're the ones that are in desperate shape. Desperate
right.
shape, because they will, 50% of those will not reopen. They can't, and I talked to quite a few of them. Right now, what they've been doing is using up whatever's in their freezer to do takeout meals in order to get some cash flow. But once their freezer's empty and they have to start purchasing food again with no money, that's where they're going to run into problems.
Yeah, I don't know whether you had a chance to listen to the program a little earlier on. We had Ted Putnam on the program, a lodge owner in Northern
Ontario.
Yes, I
did, yep.
He just got a report saying that, you know, right now it looks like about 40% of our operators will not be opening, period, and may never open again, which is terrible.
That's right, and I mean, the restaurants are going to be the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of single operators out there that don't have a chance of coming back, and again, I feel for them, and I know how it feels. But there's, you know, it's like I use an example as a barber. If you're a barber and you're 3 months behind in cutting hair,
yeah,
it's impossible for you to go back into business and ramp up to cut twice as many heads
no.
of hair a day.
You
so
can.
You're in big trouble. Same as yeah. all these meals that people have missed in the restaurant, they're gone. Yeah. They've been consumed. So you're never
yeah.
getting that money back. And
yeah.
again, I know the pain, and we're putting a Band-Aid on it, but we're going to see yeah. how it ends up.
All right. Talk to me about preparing some meat, will you, please? I want to get more positive into this.
Okay, let me tell you. I posted some pictures yesterday. What I did was I took a beautiful veal shank, okay?
Yes.
I plated it up with my vegetables, my onions, my potatoes, my carrots, okay? Put some nice salt, pepper on there, a little bit of steak spice on it. Then I took some broth, some dry-aged broth that I had made, and I poured it into a bag and put all the ingredients there. Vacuum sealed it, and then I put it in my sous vide machine last night at 6 o'clock when I left, and it's going to be taken out today, presented again, take another photo. But I talk about a meal in a bag, and again, the sous vide, a veal shank, very cheap as far as not a center of the cut steak or anything like that. But what a beautiful meal! And I made two or three of these for customers for today, and I'm going to take pictures of it. That is beauty. And again, if you don't have a sous vide machine, all you have to do is get your product put into a bag at the store, vacuum packed, any way you want it. Turn your oven up to 130 degrees, put a pot of water in there at that temperature, and you put your bag in there, and you let it go overnight, and you're going to have such a beautiful delight, low cost, but flavors galore.
So, and you can buy these machines, these sous vide machines?
No, you don't need one. I've got one, but you don't need yeah. it. You just use a pot of water in your oven.
Okay.
The important thing is to maintain the temperature. And by using the oven, you can set at 110, 120, 130, 140, whatever you want, okay, and put it in there and let it basically cook your meat for you in the bag.
So you're basically boiling? Is that correct or no?
No, because it's in a bag. It's being heated to the perfect temperature. If you want your veal shank to be 130 degrees, you put it in the oven in that bag at that temperature, and that's what it's going to come out at. Beautiful, with no moisture loss. Just all the great juices in that bag.
And how long does that have to be in there for?
Yeah, probably about 8 hours.
8 hours. Okay. Cool. There you go. I might try that this weekend.
Or we got a beautiful Japanese Kobe strip loin in this week that will run you only $149 a pound.
Is that all? Look at you.
Yeah. and when you look at it, remember when you were a young kid and you had a black and white TV and the screen used to go funny and it'd be all those white marks all over it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what it looks like, this Kobe piece of beef. It's like just all white. You can barely see the meat.
You know, for a guy who's been talking about selling good, healthy food for the last 20 years and wild game and lean, no fat, now all of a sudden you're going to the opposite direction on me?
Well, it's a special order, so I might as well talk about it while I've got it here. Right? If customers,
right.
People say it's extreme, but I mean, it's just like anything else. If I was a car salesman and somebody wanted a Buick or maybe a Mercedes, I'd have to get them what they wanted, right?
Well,
and that's
that
what I do
sense.
Here.
That's what you do.
I'm here for people. I'm here for you.
Okay.
I miss you, by the way.
I miss you too, buddy. We're going to get back together again. Don't you worry. We're all going to come out of our caves before you even know it. All right.
And that yeah. ram's going to be in the back of the truck, yeah. back of the store, picking up some meat.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
That's right. And your deck is so big, we could all come over and still social distance.
Oh, for sure we could. There's no doubt about that in my mind at all. Bring the meat and we'll social distance out in my backyard. I have no problem.
Perfect. And Pete's right. so small, we'll just stick him on a shelf somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. Can folks check you out? Can folks find out more about wonderful proteins, wild game and all that good stuff?
Well, I'm posting every day. Sean Kelly on Facebook. Just find me. Friend me. I'm constantly posting. We're going to Instagram next week, and our website should be launching by next Saturday in order to order directly online.
Well, if any of those things come to fruition, like you putting a piece on fishingcanada.com, then yeah, I guess that's all good.
I sent you my video. I sent you my video.
You did?
To Steve. Yeah.
Oh.
Last week.
Steve? Last week, Steve?
Uh-oh, I have he's to panicking. Check my email.
He's checking his pockets right now as we speak.
I'll look at my email and figure that out.
All right, my friend. Always a pleasure talking to you. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Love you guys. Take care.
All right. Sean Kelly, Black Angus Blue Mountain in the Collingwood area.
Yes.
That white marbled meat he's talking about sounds pretty good. I'll tell you
I've that seen right that now. Online. Like, I've seen it like on Food Network. It looks very good.
Well, it is. And that's that.
Have Colby. You tried it?
Colby? Absolutely.
I have not tried it yet.
But pre-heart attack days. Might have something
can't
to do
have it no more.